Has anyone ever been to a wedding where someone actually objected and it changed everything? I went to a wedding once that I still think about way more than I probably should. It was for a coworker of mine, Daniel. He was the kind of guy everyone liked, quiet, dependable, always talking about his daughter like she was his entire world. Her name was Emily. She was 14, and from the few times I'd met her, she seemed sweet but a little guarded. The wedding itself was beautiful. Outdoor ceremony, soft music, white flowers everywhere, the kind of setup that looks perfect in photos. But something felt off. Emily was supposed to be the flower girl, which already felt a bit unusual for her age, but no one questioned it. What people did notice was how quiet she was. She wasn't smiling. She wasn't interacting with anyone. She just stood there, holding her basket, like she didn't want to be part of any of it. I remember leaning over to another coworker and whispering, "Is she okay?" They just shrugged. The ceremony started. Everything went smoothly at first. Vows, smiles, a few tears from the guests. Then the officiant got to that part. "If anyone here has any reason why these two should not be joined in marriage, speak now or forever hold your peace." You know how that line usually just passes by? Not this time. Because suddenly, Emily stepped forward. At first, people smiled, like this was going to be some cute, emotional moment. Maybe she was going to say something about loving her dad or welcoming the bride, but she didn't smile. Her hands were shaking. And then she said, "I object." The entire place went silent. You could feel the shift in the air. Daniel looked confused. The bride froze, her expression tightening just slightly. Emily didn't say another word. Instead, she reached into her dress pocket and pulled out her phone. There was this tiny pause, like everyone was waiting for someone to stop her. No one did. She tapped the screen and held it up. A voice started playing. It was the bride, clear as day. "I've already arranged everything," the voice said. "The boarding school is perfect. She'll be gone right after the wedding." A few people gasped. The recording kept going. "I can't live with that brat in the house. He'll get over it when she's gone. We'll finally have our own life, without the past hanging around." The silence that followed was unbearable. I looked at Daniel, and I swear I watched his heart break in real time. He slowly turned to his bride. "Tell me that's not real." She started crying immediately, like she'd been caught but still thought she could fix it. "I only did it because I love you," she said. "I just want us to have a fresh start, our own family, without complications, without complications." That's how she described his daughter. Emily was crying now too, but she didn't look surprised. She looked exhausted, like she'd been holding this in for a long time. "I found the acceptance email," she said quietly. "You used his name. You signed it like it was him." That's when everything unraveled. People started whispering. Someone stood up. The bride kept trying to explain, but every word just made it worse. Daniel didn't argue. He didn't yell. He just walked over to Emily, pulled her into his arms, and held her like he was afraid she might disappear. Then he looked at the woman he was about to marry, and something in his face completely changed. He didn't say a single word to her. He just turned and walked down the aisle with his daughter in his arms. The bride tried to follow them, still crying, still talking, but Daniel's sister stepped into the aisle and blocked her. "No," she said. "You've done enough." The ceremony was over, just like that. Later, the wedding coordinator told us the rest. The bride hadn't just talked about sending Emily away. She'd already submitted applications to multiple boarding schools. She'd even forged Daniel's signature on the forms. Emily only found out because she borrowed the bride's iPad for homework and saw the emails. That was the moment she decided she wasn't going to stay quiet. I still think about that day sometimes, about how everyone walked in expecting a love story, and instead watched a 14-year-old girl stand up for herself when no one else knew she needed saving.